And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great guy in the studio, Captain Matt Barlow from the Limitless. We're going to be talking some tuna and yellowtail and a lot more aboard this fabulous boat out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America and certainly number one with anglers. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining build Ford tough, and never settling. But what really made Ford F-Series number one is you. So now is the time to take advantage of great deals and programs today. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today and explore the F-Series and the full truck lineup. They'll be glad to hook you up. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a fun show today it's going to be, having Captain Matt in the studio. I'm pumped.
Yeah, it is. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Doing great. And Limitless, sport fishing out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Tell us about the boat.
Such a cool rig, dude.
It is like epic.
Yeah, it's a Pacifica. It's a 44-foot Pacifica.
Probably the best boat ever created.
It drifts amazing.
No bias between you two.
No, not at all.
Yeah, they're cool boats. So it's fortunate to get it from Tom Paterno 5 years ago. So
yeah.
It's a really great fishing platform, comfortable, and raises fish pretty well.
Tom did such an amazing job, like, styling out that boat, too, and fishing. I mean, remember, Ricky and I went fishing with Tom Paterno a long time ago. Yeah.
Legend.
He is a legend, for sure. So taking over that legendary operation has got to feel good for you.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't really any other boat, like, in that class that I wanted to, you know, move my career with besides that. It just kind of fell upon my lap with Tom and yeah, we're kind of taking it to the next level. But, yeah, the boat's really cool. Super, like I said, super comfortable, a whole lot of bait, people love the platform, so yeah, it's great.
Comfort is exactly that too. Like the boat is, it's just, I mean, not 44 is not like it's a small boat, it's a big boat, but like it just fishes even bigger than that. Like a full size group can all be lounging together inside or all be fishing together outside, and there's just never. Whatever the scenario is, there's never like a cramp for room. You know, like some smaller operations, like it's fine if half and half are doing one thing and the other, but Limitless is not that way. If everybody's just inside because we're running, it's so I love the boat. So perfect.
Oh, yeah. How big's your average group?
I would say, you know, 4 to 6 people. We get a lot of groups that are 6 people. We have a group that just one guy that does like a couple 3.5 day trips. So,
nice.
You know, we take up to 6 people. And we birthed 3 crews, so, yeah, it's great.
Wow. And so what is your average length of your trip? You kind of do pretty much anything?
I would say our staple trip's a day and a half. Uh-huh. And then we do a lot of 2.5s. We do up to 3.5 day trips. So, and everything, you know, before that, half days, 3/4 day, Coronado Islands trips we'd love to do. But I'd say our staple is day and a half for the type of fishing.
We were talking about that incredible Coronado Islands fishing last year.
Yeah,
and how fun that was. And let's hope that happens this year.
Yeah.
Signs are good.
Yeah. I guess San Diego was down there yesterday and saw some fish. So, you know, it's a sign of things to come. But, yeah, last year was probably one of the better years I've seen there.
Yeah. And kind of when did it get going, that Coronado Islands fishing? Was kind of like mid to late April, I'm going to say. Was that about?
Yeah.
It was later than
that. Yeah, a little bit later. I'd say prime was like late June, July. Was, I remember July being epic. There's a lot of weather on the outside, and we fished bluefin and tanner a lot last year.
Yeah.
And when we couldn't get out there, the Coronado saved our butt many times. More than I can count.
Yeah. But
it was good. I mean, it was really good.
Yeah.
Fish everywhere.
So on the Limitless, you'll go pretty much anywhere, all the way out to Tanner and south or wherever, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we fish pretty much, you know, anywhere you can think of in, like, 3.5 day range, right? Like, down the beach or Tanner, Cherry Bank. Like, we've done it all. Like, up west of Clemente, like, way up there by, you know, Channel Islands above it. So, we've been everywhere, yeah.
Yeah. Something about you and that boat is just so synonymous with this bluefin tuna fishing that we've had lately. Like, you guys have just had such a good piece of this, you know, this cycle that we're in right now. It just seems like that boat is always in the right position, and you guys have had such good fishing for those things.
Yeah, I mean, that fishery, right, it's been amazing for close to, 10, 12 years, 10 years?
But just however it changes, like, when it was yummy flyers skipping, you guys always crushed them. And then when it was frozen flyers that you guys were always on, it's just like, there just hasn't been a facet of this cycle that the boat just hasn't been so dialed in on.
Yeah, when you're out there a lot, you know, you really, I mean, you get rolling with these different techniques. And, you know, whether it be flying the kite or at night, bait fishing, you know, when you're out there a bunch, it's easy to dial in. And, you know, this bluefin fishing's awesome, you know. There's 20 to 300-pound fish in the last 10 years, so you never know what kind of fish you're going to be doing, so.
What's the largest one you've caught on the Limitless?
On the Limitless, it's probably like upper 200s, like 280. But on the Impulse, we caught a 373.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ran the Impulse out of Dana for how many years?
I mean, it felt like forever. I mean, I don't know, 12 years?
12 years,
I'd say, but on there longer. So, yeah. But our biggest fish was on the Impulse.
Yeah.
That's an extra large one.
Yeah. That was on a frozen flyer. I remember that bite. It looked like a car coming out of the water. But yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
Fun.
Pretty cool.
Fun. You have a reputation for really wanting to put fish on the boat. I mean, that's why people fish with you. Like, your clientele fishes with you over and over again. They come back and they book again for next year, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of repeat customers, you know, and a lot of good groups like Rob James, guys that charter the boat over 10 times a year. So, I mean, they're great people to fish with. And yeah, they like catching fish, but also the comfort of the boat and the crew's been with, you know, had the same crew for a long time. So. Yeah. Makes it pretty easy to hop on.
I've got several friends that charter Limitless, obviously Rob being one of them, but a lot of them say the same thing, too. Like, there's, you know, that landscape has changed. There's so many go-fast, smaller operations that exist now, we were talking about this the other day, and, you know, my buddy who charters Limitless a lot, he said the same thing. He said, well, there's no comparing the level of comfort being on a boat that's big, and when you're moving from spot to spot, he's on a couch eating a, you know, eating a sandwich, kicking back, stand up hit, you know, all those kinds of things. Like, the level of comfort is not, you know, there is no, you know, there is no comparing that part.
It's definitely two different approaches, right? I mean, you can go out on a full day trip on a go fast boat, and, you know, but it's just a different type of fishing, right? It's more, you know, you're there enjoying your time with your buddies.
Exactly.
And, you know, from spot to spot, you know, you're relaxing, drinking cocktails, having great food. And then, so you got 3 days to do it. You got a pretty good chance of catching a fish.
Yeah, man. Totally. So do you do any open party trips, or are you pretty much just all charter?
Yeah, we do. Like this, I'd say April and May primarily, we're going to do reverse day and a half on like every weekend. So that's basically like leaving in the morning at 9 a.m. then returning the next evening at 6 p.m. So those are good for that early season bluefin fishing. And then
Why is that?
A lot of it's at, you know, a lot of that fishing primarily is at night, like this early season stuff. And it gives you a jump to get down there and get on the grounds before it gets dark and kind of get a feel for the landscape.
Right. And get that evening bite.
Yeah. And then obviously you're there first thing in the morning. So that kind of seems to be the tune the last few years in that early season bluefin.
Nice that you can adjust things to cater to what you need to do.
You have to. I mean, you look at all the big boats here, right? A lot of their schedule to change from like a traditional 2 day, you know, they're not leaving in the evening. They're leaving in the morning. And that's for that reason.
Yeah. Pretty cool. It's good stuff. And so you'll fish anything. You'll fish live bait. You'll fish frozen flyers. You fish the yummy fish. What the last year, was kind of a little bit different year. And I know a lot of night fishing other than the night jig fishing and stuff like that. Were you catching fish on the yummy flyer? Were you catching fish on the fake flyer, the frozen flyer, kind of all of the above?
Yeah, like, I actually went back to skipping the yummy quite a bit.
Oh, really?
You know, we'd see scattered fish, you know, throughout the day, you know, and it's not really these giant schools of fish, and they're hard to get, like, when you shut down and fish a frozen flyer or try to slow troll, like, it was just kind of scattered fish. So you cover a little bit more ground with skipping the flyer, the yummy. And then once you get one hooked up or whatever, they kind of establish a drift. It seemed like that would work pretty well.
That's cool.
But we did that a lot. It kind of brought up – that's like an old-school technique, right?
Now
skipping the yummy,
yeah.
But we did it a lot. And then obviously the frozen flyer. Slow trolling that California flyer works really well. We love doing that.
How fast do you slow that – troll that frozen – or it the can, California flyer?
It really depends on the wind, I'd say, too. Like – If it's not too choppy, you know, you can go, I'd say seven knots, maybe a little slower than that, 5 to 7 knots, you know, because at idle we're going 5 knots, you know, so 5 to 7 knots depending on the conditions, I'd say.
Yeah,
but that thing is deadly, you know, because especially that fish that's like 80 to 120 pounds, which there is a lot of, they'd miss it a lot. The frozen flyer, if you tried to slow troll it. And then you get a big ball of mush coming back. But with, like, the California flyer, they can miss it. You know, maybe it turns upside down, but they can get it turned upright. Then they'll come back and swat it again. You don't have to bring it in every time. So we fish both a lot, but you kind of get a feel for the conditions when you use one over the other. So it's kind of just a feel, I'd say.
When you're trolling the California flyer at 5 knots or whatever, do you want – relative flat calm conditions, or you want a little breeze? Or
I like a little breeze. You know, you don't always get it, right? I mean, sometimes it's super greasy and it's hard to fish. But, like that like 7 to 12 knots, I'd say right there, is just beautiful. But, you know, they like eating it when it's super windy, too. But it's just harder to fish. It'll, like, roll over sometimes. Sure. So
get so picky on, you know, on things. Like, you want to have a little bit of texture because they seem to bite it better when it's not greasy, but you want to have wind so that your kite flies nice and easy, but you don't want to have wind because that's not comfortable to fish in. Like,
the worst is like southeast wind because you're like, everything's turned around, right? You're used
to
like a northwest, and then you're like, is this the right direction? And then you get like,
yeah.
So there's a lot of variables. You know, we fish the balloon a lot too. Slow troll the balloon around, you know, that works well.
With what?
With a flyer, mostly a frozen flyer. Yeah, that works great. One of those greasy conditions.
The other thing that was kind of fun about last year was just that that long segment of just putting the anchor down and fly lining a live bait, and like it sure felt good to get back to doing some of that last year when when the season previous was almost all some kind of kite technique or nighttime jig fishing and nothing in between. It sure felt good this year to put the anchor down somewhere and grab a sardine out of the bait tank and put a hook in it and cast it out and catch a fish. Well, while it was daytime.
Right.
Yeah, we fish. I mean, we fish on the anchor probably 75% of the year. I mean,
on the Tanner.
Tanner, Cortez, primarily Tanner Bank. But, yeah, it was a lot of anchor fishing, which is great. Yeah, once you get there, right, because it's 95 miles. But
yeah.
You get your anchor
down. In the
middle
of the ocean, you put the anchor down. How weird is that?
It's pretty interesting, yeah. And then you pull up and there's, you know, 30 sport boats. Or, yeah. You know, right. It was really good last year, but it's nice to be fishing other techniques, too. So a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But, yeah, it is nice to put the anchor down, fly lining, sardine, getting bites.
Yeah, no doubt. When you're trolling the Yummy Flyer, you're trolling it a lot faster, right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these boats, you know, like skipping a little bit faster, get a lot more attention. You know, we're like, I'd say 9 knots. We're nine, skipping nine, it around. Yeah, 9, 10 knots. But, you know, faster is better a lot of times. But, yeah, I'd say right in that range for us, for
sure.
But
you have to get it way out there, right?
Sometimes not so much. Yeah. I mean, we fish it pretty far, depending on the boat traffic, you know. But sometimes they're like, you put it out like right alongside the boat, you're bit, you know.
Nice.
Once again, it comes back to the conditions and time of day. But yeah, we fish it pretty far from the boat.
It's like when they want it, they make you a hero no matter what. And when they don't, there's damn near nothing you can do to make it happen.
Yeah, a lot of times just being patient, knowing there's fish in the area, time of day, you know, and then. Just kind of going with your gut, like what application works at what time. That's kind of, you know, that goes back to like being on the water a lot. So just kind of feeling every, it feels like when we're at the dock or something, or I miss a couple days because I'm not there, you're like, you get back, it takes you, you know, a little
get
bit.
Back to, roof.
Yeah.
Time on the water.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's got to be so nice about your 2.5 and 3.5 day trips is like you say, you're no more on it than just, you've got a full day's worth of, well, this is the time of day that everything floated, and you can just start putting that puzzle together. Well, this is where the bait was. I want to make sure that I'm where this bait was at this time of day because that's when it all showed. Like,
yeah, it's that. I mean, that's really important. Time on the water and those longer trips give you an opportunity to get a feel for, you know, not just where you're at, but, like, other areas.
Cause, totally.
You know, boats in our code group and our network are somewhere else, and it gives you time to make those moves to get where you need to be. But, nothing replaces time on the water, for sure.
How much has communication changed the game for that and you guys networking with all the boats that you fish with, you know, over the last couple of years? Like, it just seems like it seems like we're in such a good spot in terms of being able to communicate. You know, does it hinder? Is it nothing but a help? Like, what's your take on all that?
It's definitely changed the way the guys communicate, you know, with Starlink. It's pretty much, you know, it's like you can call anybody at any time, right? So I'd say, like, the code group aspect of it's changed a lot, but we're getting a lot, you know, you're getting a lot of information. You can call your buddy, you know, that's 100 miles away and get a check, right? So that's changed from when we used to have, like, single sideband and, you know, like, coded up radios that, you know, your ranger is limited. Now it's, you know, unlimited.
Yeah, and period.
Before we still have, you know, dispatch satellite, but a lot of us don't even use that anymore. So it's like Starlink. Yeah, it's like right there, right?
Yeah.
So, and these plans aren't that expensive. So, you know, it's a big tool for us for sure.
Yeah. Cool. What kind of gear do you have on the Limitless?
Electronics-wise? Mostly Furuno. Mm-hmm. So, like, our sonar and fathometers, Furuno. Our chart plotting's Furuno. I'd say Furuno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Side scanning sonar, chart plotter, radar, the stuff.
That's it.
It's pretty much... It's a big investment, but like you're out there every day, it's they're the best tools, I think. So
gyro binoculars.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Lock those, right?
Yeah, we have like 4 pairs of the Stabies that are
the Fujinon Stabies.
Yeah, they're like $5-6 grand a pair. Yeah. So you drop those, you're like, yeah,
big trouble.
Yeah, big bill.
Yeah,
yeah,
no doubt.
I always remember, you know, back in the day, I had that pair of Frasers, and I was. It was just like the most important tool that I had, and I used to get some grief from a bud. Like, I would drive to the boat in a $1,500 car with a $6,000 pair of binoculars on the front seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you to talk about today with Captain Matt Barlow from the Limitless out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
No doubt. And I mean, obviously, you're just scratching the surface on all this great bluefin fishing. But, I mean, again, talk about a boat that just does so much of that, from inshore to offshore fishing and islands fishing, and just an awesome rig and an awesome buddy. Today's going to be a really fun show, and we want you to have a join us. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fam this morning. Again, 833-288-0973. Or send us a text. The text option of the show is so popular anymore here on Let's Talk Hookup. It's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, it's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to all the live issues, or all the live opportunities of streaming Let's Talk Hookup. But also, all the archive shows are available. If you can't catch the second half of Maddie's show, you can listen on your drive home. It's just a great way to stay in tune with Let's Talk Hookup. If you missed Mike Lum and Frank Lopresti yesterday, you can catch that show. It's just a lot of fun. And again, if you do want to text into the show, the only way to do it is through that Let's Talk Hookup app. Not only are we going to be taking all your phone calls, your opportunity to talk to Captain Matt, but also a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to win a full-day trip to go fishing on board the Mission Bell at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. Captain Cameron, boat looking great, and yeah, so we're really excited for those guys to get things rolling here, and it just feels like that is just around the corner. You know, the weather's getting consistent, and here in Yellowtail, and you know, just like Maddie was saying, we saw the San Diego talking about seeing schools of Yellowtail down there. It just feels like we're on the cusp of that thing really breaking loose, so we're pumped. But again, one lucky caller or texter is going to go fishing on a full day on board the Mission Bell. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaboard, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaboard Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaboardlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution, and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Okay, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great morning is going to be. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973 is how you do it.
Jeff's standing by, ready to take your phone calls and lots of text too. Of course, you can text the show only via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And here's a nice text from Dan in Pomona. He says, good morning, guys. Another great show. Question for Matt. I have always resorted to open party and charter boats with larger party groups. The thought of going on a six-pack charter boat with some close friends is intriguing. What separates the experience of a limitless from others? Can you talk about your crew, fish preservation, meals, and what you provide on the boat? Also, how far should I consider booking with you to get the best options on prime season dates?
But hey, that's it.
That's all you want to talk about.
What was the question? No. So the advantage of six-pack boat hopping on the limitless is, well, A, you know everyone in your group, right? So there's not going to be that guy unless you bring him. So, fishing with your buddies. And on the limitless, all the meals are included. You know, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And you have a nice place to sleep, linens on your bunk, two stand-up heads, shower, water maker. The boat's like laid out perfectly for six people. So we're an all-inclusive boat. So basically that means you just hop on. There's
tackle,
right. We have top-line pin reels, Seeker, and Calstar rods.
Yeah,
you don't have to bring anything.
Work for Pin.
I worked for Pin for 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, we have a lot of internationals and torques and fathoms. So
all the stuff.
You don't have to bring really anything. So usually people bring tackle. It's like stays up in, you know, in the rafter. So we have top-line stuff. You don't really worry about anything. Booking the boat in advance, we're getting pretty booked up right now. We have some room later in the year, like October, then earlier in the season, like May and June. So people usually jump on it, like in the new year, like reservations. So
So now would be a good time to get on it if you're thinking.
Yeah, now it's kind of like, I mean,
you're kind of late.
Kind of now or never.
Yeah.
Kind of deal to get, like, if you want a prime day. But we still have dates in October. And in
October's
May.
How are we not talking about October being prime?
Yeah.
Prime? That was probably the best of it last year.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly.
So if you want a date in July or August, to be tough.
We have a couple, but not much. Yeah.
All right.
So
there's scattered dates.
Yeah, you just go to our website, limitlesssportfishing.com, and then there's a live calendar there.
Oh,
so
no
you can
kidding.
Select your date and book online, or you can call me to talk about it. So, whatever.
Limitlesssportfishing.com.
Correct. Yep.
And you just go to live calendar, and you can see what's
available.
You
can see the availability.
And is your phone number on there, too?
Yes, it is.
What is your phone number?
619-987-7814.
Okay.
Call me direct and I'll hook you up.
Yeah. Get it going. All right.
Like
good one.
Thanks for the question. Yeah.
Hey, let's grab another
question. Oh, one more thing that he's fish preservation.
Oh, fish preservation. Yeah. So we have a below deck fish hold. It's refrigerated. So all the fish, just like any other long range operation, charter operation, we gill and gut all our fish. It's dropped in our official below deck, so everything comes out perfect. And then we work with, obviously, the processors in town.
Right.
So they'll pick up our catch, or your catch in the morning when we get in.
How sweet.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like you said,
it's like
just
a long-range boat.
Every little thing is handled.
Yeah.
Especially for that last texture thing, too. If you experience all the other types of fishing you haven't done, a luxury six-pack trip like that, you owe it to yourself. It's a cool experience, for sure.
No doubt.
Hey, another great text this morning, guys. What a great show. My question's for Matt. When fishing the coast or at the island, it always sounds like current is such a must from hearing all the captains. Is current only found when tides are coming in and out? Can you explain a little bit more about why current is king? That's from Matt in Apple Valley.
Basically, you know, the current's providing the food source for your game fish, right? So when fishing for example, the Coronados, when you have slack conditions, there's no water moving. So you have very little feed moving through the water column. So you really have to search for those conditions. And a lot of times it doesn't come, you know, in the morning, afternoon. It could come in the evening. And basically our prevailing current or preferred current is probably down and in, right? It's coming from in the northwest, flying southeast. So, but on different moon phases, obviously it's going to be affected. So full moon, you're going to get a lot of tide, a lot of movement, good or bad. It just really depends on the day. So,
good call for sure. Hey, a little stop down and sad note to hear that mentioned the passing of Bryce Miller, good friend, outdoor writer for the San Diego Union Tribune. Succumbed to bladder cancer. Sadly, he's been sick for a couple years, but he still kept going. The guy was just amazing. He was a very, very talented writer, and got to take him fishing and go fishing together several times. He went to Katmai Lodge with us, and we fished at Katmai Lodge, and we fished in Alaska. We fished on my boat several times, and in fact, in the San Diego Union today is a picture. He and I, we were in a wide open yellowfin bite, like 13 miles from Point Loma, and picture of he and I with a bunch of blood all over the place, yellowfin tuna. But the thing about Bryce, he was such a talented writer. He came from the Des Moines Register. He was a sports editor of the Des Moines Register in Iowa. And I always used to go, yeah, what was it like living in Idaho? He goes, it's not Idaho, it's Iowa. And it's the same thing. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, it's East Coast, right? I don't know. No, not really. But anyway, Bryce was just a comical, fun guy to be around and just super fun. I remember one time we went rock fishing. He brought Don Arcillo, who's the voice of the Padres.
Yeah.
And Don Arcillo and Bryce and I went on my boat, and we caught a bunch of rockfish, and that was super fun. But the thing, when you read Bryce's in-depth articles, whether he's writing about horse racing or he wrote a big article about the big fire out at San Luis Rey Downs, when they had that tragic fire out there, and he wrote about fishing. He wrote about going to Katmai Lodge. He wrote about going to the sea. Loved the Sierras. Yeah, he loved the fly fishing. He loved to go talk about fishing in the Sierras with Jim Brown, his good buddy, former San Diego City Lakes director, was his very close friend. And he's just a very talented person. And not only that, he was super fun to be with. He's a character. He had a very dry sense of humor, and going to really miss that guy. He's just a super good guy, and just sad to say at 56 years old that he didn't get to live long enough, that's for sure, for all that he had to live for. So Bryce Miller passing, and sad day.
Sorry to hear that,
yeah,
buddy, for sure.
All right. You got a good text?
I got a great text come through. Says, good morning, guys. And this is a question that I'm looking forward to hearing the two of you compare.
Yeah.
Says, Pete, can you tell us a little bit about the similarity of your former boat to Matt's boat? I know they're both Pacificas. What's the difference in how they feel and how they fish? Absolutely love those boats. That was from Daryl in Oceanside.
Yeah. Well, yours was bigger. Mine was 36. Yours was 44. 40.
Correct.
And I'm sure any Pacific owner knows the history of Pacific. Pacific was built in Costa Mesa.
Correct.
In the 70s and 80s. What year was yours?
It's a 78.
Mine was 76. So it was like kind of that prime era there.
Yep.
And the 44, they built the most of. That was their most 40 popular model.
Correct.
Like over 100 of those.
Yes,
is that right?
They did. Yep.
Yeah. Versus the 36, mine, they only built, you know, a couple handfuls of those, I believe, the smaller versions. And the amazing thing about a lot of those boats is they're still around, right?
Yeah, you see quite a few of them around. There's, like, up in Newport, quite a few. And then San Diego, there's Sam Patella had one, the Invader. Right. There's quite a few around.
They're around.
They have such classic lines. Like, there's no missing a Pacifica when you see it on the water. I mean, it's just... It was purpose built for what we do. Like, it's just, and it's the reason why it was so good then, and it's still so good now. And just like you said, it's the reason why there's still so many of them around.
Yeah, I mean, the thing drifts. Like, I mean, you know,
they
get bit. Too.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
very soft riding too.
Yeah,
like,
very soft.
Yeah, it's not jarring. Like, when the weather is up, it's a very comfortable boat to be in. It doesn't seem to be affected as other boats in the class. Like, it's just, I love them. Absolutely love them.
They're a special breed of sport fishing.
It'd be hard to, like, go back from the Limitless to another, you know, boat in similar class. Just the way it, you know, obviously raises fish, but the comfort of it, just the ride is Cadillac-like. So we've been out in some really gross stuff.
Yeah.
In the first couple of years I owned the boat that were, like, pushing, you know, like, my limits of
should we really be out here?
Should we be here? But they drift amazing. I can't believe it.
Yeah,
stoked.
It's a great ride, and you're taking over a legacy from a great guy, Tom Paterno.
Yeah,
we caught a lot of sea bass on that thing.
He was the master. Catalina, Clemente, Santa Barbara Island, Yellowtail, sea bass, halibut. He was really good, really, really good. And then obviously offshore.
Sure.
I mean, albacore fishing. That's kind of weird, but the stamp on it.
Yeah. Will you do that to Catalina sea bass fishing in the spring?
Not so much Catalina. I would say we fish Clemente a lot.
Clemente.
Yeah. Catalina's kind of out of the bubble for us. Yeah. But, I mean, we fish there. But I would say Clemente and the Coronados would be our staple island fishing. Yeah. So, but that early season, you know, sea bass, halibut, yellowtail, Clemente could be epic. Can be epic. And a lot of times it is. So, May, June, it gets good.
Right. One of the nice things about operating out of Dana Landing is free parking, right?
Free parking. Yeah. Lots of free parking.
Yeah. And it's easy access.
Right off the 5, you know, so you just get off the freeway, pull in the parking lot, and unload your stuff, and off we go. There's no, it's really no hassle,
And the shop is so killer. I know you said you provide everything, but if there is that one thing you need, there's the killer shop, and there's the deli if you're there early, and you guys obviously have the fish processing all handled with the different processors in town. It's just ease of everything on that. It's like vacation mode.
Yeah.
You're not fighting with a dude for a parking spot. You're not fighting with trying to get your gear down to the boat first. You're not hoping you get a good spot for your tackle box or you're under an overhang. It's just vacation mode.
Yeah, Dana Landing's super convenient for not just our customers, but for most guys coming down fishing. You know, there's hotels right across the launch ramp. You know, guys get off the boat and they want to go enjoy the pool or something, get a room, stay the night.
Nice.
And then, there's plenty of free parking. The market's fully stocked with obviously top of the line tackle, get a deli, get beer, like whatever you need, it's there. So,
do your majority of clientele, they come local, or are they from LA, Orange County, out of state? Is it all over the place?
It's all over. We get a lot of our regulars, are like LA guys, Orange County, but then we got people from Alaska. Get a lot of people from Alaska, Arizona. So they kind of get out of their neck of the woods and come down and go sport fishing. So kind of all over.
Yeah. What's wrong with getting out of Phoenix when it's 120 degrees and coming to San Diego when it's 70 degrees, right? Yeah. And going fishing.
You catch a bluefin.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, hey, if you want to get through, phone number, Jeff, standing by. Line open right now, 833-288-0973. And don't forget, One Lucky Color is going to be able to go fishing with Camarón on the Mission Bell there at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. It's going to be really, really fun.
All right, well, I had another fun text come through. It says, hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Captain Matt. I recently was gifted a Seeker 7660, which is like a 6.5-foot 50-pound rod. Or 50 to 60 pound rod, and an accurate Valiant 500. My question for Matt is: I need to put line on the reel, and I'm not sure how to set it up best. Do you like what size Spectra do we recommend? And then his other question was: how full or not do you like to have the reels full of Top Shot or not when you're fishing on the Limitless?
So, like 50, 60 pound setup, I assume, or I don't know what type of fishing you're going to be doing, but I would personally load it up with. I mean, not loaded. I'd 3/4 weight, like 65-pound braid, probably. And then I like to fish a top shot of, 25 to 75 yards of mono, and then a little piece of fluorocarbon. So you just tailor your top shot to what application. So if you're fishing maybe a dropper loop, you put 50-pound mono on there, and then off you go, and then. But I always like to have a little buffer of mono on.
Cushion.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're casting with mono. You're not trying to cast it with straight braid.
Yeah, it just gives you that cushion. Sure. So a lot of guys fish straight braid to fluoro, but that's just not the way I do it. Mm-hmm. But I definitely tend to match to what kind of fishing you think you're going to be doing. So 65-pound braid, then match your top shot.
All right.
Beautiful. Yep.
Good stuff. I have another good one here from Alan in La Mesa, and he says, good morning, guys. I'd like to love to get Captain Matt's take on what your preferred way to set up a sinker rig, weight above or below the hook, and why.
Sinker rig fishing for bluefin.
Right.
I mean, we still fish the rubber band a lot to the hook, okay. So, but Honestly, it's we fish the Brawler rig the most. If you're not familiar with that, it's basically it's basically a drop shot. So we're tying, depending on the size of the bait, what type of bait. You know, say we're fishing 80 pound on a sinker rig, I'll tie it straight to like a 3-0, 4-0 circle hook with a ring circle hook.
A ring.
Yeah. Yep. And then you can tie just a nice light piece of fluorocarbon from that ring down to your weight. I'd say like 3-4 feet, depending on the conditions. You know, like maybe 20 pound fluorocarbon to your torpedo sinker. Now, this is kind of where it comes, like the conditions come into play again, like how fast you're drifting, you know, and how windy it is. You know, more weight, you're drifting faster, you're going to have to add more weight. But I'd say, like, you know, we're fishing like 4 to 12 ounce weights and anywhere in between there on these sinker rigs. But, I mean, it's pretty simple rig to tie, and you don't get the big, like, when you have the torpedo and rubber band, a lot of times your line kind of gets spun up and kinked up. It's super effective way to be straight up and straight down on those fish. And you get so many bites with it. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy how you think. How they get in that thing?
Yeah.
Right? So you vary the weight size with the wind.
With the conditions and how quickly you're drifting,
like,
right?
Like, how heavy will you go if you're drifting a little faster?
I mean, honestly, we fished 16-ounce before, you know, but that's like, you know, it's perfect storm, you know. Yeah. But, you know, if we're, I'd say like 6 to 8's kind of standard, you know. It's, yeah, you know, it's steady drift, you know, that's what we're using. Maybe like 6 ounce would be.
It gets bit. Does it matter how you pin the bait on?
Good question.
Nose. I like just nose. Oh, you know, butt hook them sideways. I mean, you can go up, you know, vertical, but we go sideways to the nose, you know.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I like to adjust my hook size based on the size of the bait, you know. So if you have a small sardine, you don't want to put a 6-0 circle hook.
Roger.
Right? But it's a little less crucial because it's going down into, like, depending on the depth of water that these fish are in, you know, 100 feet to 300 feet get bites.
That's really nice, and you don't have to be ultra stealthy and fish a teeny tiny hook.
Yeah,
you can put a nice big hook into them.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, a good quality ringed hook, circle hook is what we use. It's like a 3-0 on average, 4-0, and then, you know, then your leader from the ring down to your torpedo.
There's a certain level of confidence that exists too when you hook a fish, because that sinker rig, you're usually fishing a little heavier line. You got a 4-0 circle hook wound into them. Like, you obtain a definite level of confidence when you have that fish hooked on that size gear than you do fly lining with 25 pound and a number 4. Like,
less pucker factor.
Yeah,
for
big,
sure.
Big hooks and heavy lines make the job a little easier.
No doubt about it. Hey, if you want to get through, Jeff, stand by, 833-288-0973.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more text messages. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We're talking about the Limitless right here on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are packing up. Again, if you do want to get through, it's 833-288-0973.
All right. A lot to talk about with Captain Matt Barlow from The Limitless, and giving away a trip on the Mission Bell to go fishing with Captain Cameron. And he's probably going to be running here pretty soon.
Yeah, I know. I saw a post not long ago, and they might already have it wrapped up, but I know they were looking for a couple of crew members to add to the list for this year. So, you know, maybe check with Cameron. Hopefully those guys have already found the right, but if not, if you're looking for the right gig, I know that they're looking for a couple of people to add to the team, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, get a hold of Captain Cameron.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
that'd
right?
That'd be a cool opportunity.
No doubt.
Yeah. Well, time for the catch report.
You just took the words out of my mouth, man. It's time to find out what's biting out there. And today our catch report is sponsored by Gamakatsu. If you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hook, you are missing bites. The Nautilus Circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-0. And for big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough, but not an oversized wire. Both come with ringed or non-ringed options. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. We're going to start off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. We got Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, boys. What's happening this morning?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Gosh, man, what a week of weather, huh? That was the awesome player in our week this week.
About time.
Jeez. Right? Killer weather and freezing cold sea temps.
Yeah, what's that all about, huh?
I know, yeah, crazy. It was like mid-50s was kind of what we had all week. Chilly. We saw a little bit of like 59, almost 60 yesterday, out a little bit deeper. I think it was a little bit of weird current with some warm water in it. But, cold
nice
on the beach. So,
around.
Yeah, for sure. So our half-day guys, as you'd imagine, the players this week, Sheephead Whitefish Sculpin, Sliding Egg Sinkers, Carolina Rigs, I think that was the hot ticket for our guys this week. You know, piece of fluorocarbon on the downside of the swivel to just kind of presentation. Gosh, when the water's cold, it's all about, you know, presenting that bait in a way that's going to get the bite. So Carolina Rigs were really good. And then, you know, guys that brought the shrimp and the clam had a little advantage on that sheephead, whitefish, that kind of stuff. We got some sardine in our receivers and a little bit of anchovy. So most of the action on the live bait came off the anchovy for our guys this week. A little bit of bass for those guys, but still cool water really put a damper on some of that half-day stuff. It was tough. You just had to adjust tactics and do things really almost perfect to get some bites this week. A little bit of halibut in the mix for our drift trip that was out there on Friday. They added a couple fish to that. One of our six-pack boats had a nice just under 20-pounder yesterday in tight drifting just kind of below San Clemente Pier, above San Mateo Point, that little stretch. They had a nice fish in there. Three-quarter day fishing for us, still sculpin, whitefish, sand dabs. Same deal, rubber lures being the best bet for those guys and, you know, the most effective on that sculpin. So we're ready to turn the page on some of this stuff and get back into this rockfish. So I know we sound like a broken record the last couple of weeks, but, you know, I think as is the case up and down the coast, we're ready to get back after some of that rockfish. And some of the inshore bass fishing, like North County, Camp Pendleton, Barn Kelp, Yellowtail Kelp, that little zone in there, same as the half-day zone in front of Dana Point, just slow. But, gosh, let me tell you, the amount of kelp that's kind of grown in with this cooler water down there that's really filled in some spots where we haven't seen kelp down there in a really long time. So really healthy looking in there. That's going to set up prime, hopefully, as we kind of push into this early spring water warm-up. I think we'll spend some time in there, too. We'll just, you know, keep tabs on it. But it looks really good, and if the water cleans up in there, you know, it's something to look after. And then the Fury, he's chomping at the bit, ready to get back out there on his overnight stuff. He does have an open party trip leaving Tuesday the 1st. He's chartered up for the 1st, but he has some spots leaving Tuesday, fishing Wednesday. So if you want to get out there and kind of skim some of the cream off the top, if they don't get the first day, that might be a hot one to jump on. And still, you know, cold night this time of year, you never know what you're going to find. They could see some decent halibut fishing in the shallows there, maybe shot at some yellowtail, some bonito, who knows. But they're ready to get back out there and kind of get the lay of the island and get the ball rolling. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us, give the landing a call, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web by linking us there through the Let's Talk Hookup page. Click our banner deal there, and that'll load you up, or you can hit us at danewerf.com.
Willie, a great report as always, buddy. Glad to hear that things were, you know, on the upswing, and we got some nice weather in front of us, so we'll hope it just keeps climbing, and certainly plenty of good to go along with fishing there at Dana Wharf. Somebody wants to get in touch with you, I know you gave us a number one more time. Shoot it if somebody wants to book that reservation.
Yeah, right on. Thanks, Rick. Our number here, 949-496-5794.
I love you hearing you talk about that thick kelp, and, man, that just bodes up at the barn. Just bodes so well, sea bass, coastal big sea bass, right, Willie?
Totally. It's such a classic zone. You know, you heard Brandon talking about it a couple weeks ago when he was in there with you. You know, that's such a good, important stretch, you know, that's get a little bit of squid outside that in 12, 15 fathoms, and that fish kind of moves in there. It's something to certainly keep tabs on if you're a private boat guy. You know, watch the sea temps, watch the water. Worth a drive-by for sure, I would tell you. Go take a look.
We're ready for that, for sure, definitely. Thanks, yep. Willie. Appreciate that. And right, warmer water next week and good conditions. Biting fish.
We're hoping, man. We're ready for something. Yeah, little upgrade every week is, you know, step in the right direction for sure.
All right. Well said. Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that very much.
Okay.
While we're waiting for our surf guru to join us, I want to remind you, as always, check surffishtackle.com for all your surf fishing needs.
Yeah.
You got everything going. Tackle, yeah. Gear, tips, the whole nine.
Also want to remind you that we talk about a great place where the fish are always biting, and that's Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. It's a never miss. I mean, it's like a guaranteed hookup at Point Loma Seafoods. They always have a full array of fresh fish that you can take home. I love their big shrimps that they sell there.
Oh, dude,
and
our move.
Shrimp's one of those things that is so versatile that you can use, and they sell the best, the highest quality cooked or fresh unfrozen shrimp, and variety of sizes, scallops, the live crab and such like that, or the crabs that they have there a lot of times during the seasons. Of course, they have now they don't have spiny lobster, but they always have the East Coast lobsters in there. But the array of fish, fresh. I mean, you look at their tuna that they have in the counter. It's like beyond anything that you can imagine.
I always like all the cool stuff that they always seem to get from Baja, whether it be like Baqueta grouper or whatever it might be. Like, they've always got something killer, you know. Big white sea bass loins.
Black
just
sea bass. Exactly. My number one favorite. Yeah, if they have it in there, it's like, yeah, well, that's what's for dinner right there, for sure. And then a great sushi guy, too.
Yeah,
you want
no
sushi
doubt.
For lunch, dinner? Point Loma Seafoods, they've got it all, and they're right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
All right. Hey, with that, we're going to jump right back into it. Had a fun text this morning. It says, good morning, guys. Limitless is such an awesome platform. My brother and I have been fished on it almost 25 years ago with Tom, and it was our favorite boat. So glad to hear it's in such good hands. What are some of the changes that you've done since you took over from Tom? It's such a fishy boat, as we can see following the Limitless Instagram post. That's from Arnie and Vista.
Arnie. Hey, Arnie. So I took over the Limitless 5 years ago from Tom, and since then we've full interior redo. Just recently we just put a new generator. Our bait system's completely new. We have below deck bait slammer.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Okay. So added another whatever that is, 40 swings.
I was almost a little curious because that boat has always held a lot of bait, but when you said you do a lot of three-day trips, you need a lot of bait to do a three-day, but I didn't realize that you guys had above and below deck.
Yeah.
Not a lot of boats, again, in your class that probably carry that level of bait.
Yeah, so it's really important, like on any trip, especially bluefin fishing, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, more is better. So, and it, you know, I think we've had it 2 years now, the slammer below deck, and it's perfect. You know, it
it lives down there and loves it. And then we, you know, it adds an extra 40 swings for us,
that's
which
crazy.
That's a day. Yeah. I mean, wow. It really is. Yeah. So we've made a lot of changes to the boat. I mean, the boat is already really set up, but you know, just like any other boat, you're adding to it, yeah. Improving it. So every year we have some sort of project, but this year was, a new generator is big on our anchor windlass system. That was kind of a nightmare. We redid all the electrical, like everything. Like
wow. New yeah. windlass and everything?
Yeah, which those aren't cheap.
No.
Where'd
you go
not
with?
Cheap like a generator.
We have a mirror. So it's electrical. It's a 12-volt. But prior to that, we had, you know, it was
like hydraulic.
No, it was all electrical still, yeah. But it was outdated. So we updated that and but the big deal is new generator, and
awesome.
You know, there's always cosmetic stuff. So, yeah, a lot's been done since we took over.
Yeah, and you're always doing stuff.
Always.
Yeah.
They're pretty much every day.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
So if you want to come hang out with Matt, just go down to Dana Landing.
Dana Landing.
Yeah,
yep.
Check
Monday
out the boat, right?
Monday through Friday. Yeah,
Monday
come on
Friday.
Down. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
how I
if
always...
you're thinking about chartering the boat. Hop aboard, right?
That's how I always get the latest lowdown is when we're pumping fuel on the boat. Like, you always pop your head out and... There's always a wrench turning or, some aluminum getting polished up or whatever it may be. Like, it's a labor of love to keep a boat like that pristine, and that's the reason that he's always down there. It's
now,
just perfect. The
now,
hope, perfect all the time.
Yeah, for sure. Now, hopefully on Saturday, May 10th, you'll be fishing.
Hopefully, yes.
But if by chance you're not, Dana Land is having their annual summer kickoff sale on May 10th. And if you're down there for it, and,
come on down.
And the boat's sitting there, come on down and check it out.
Yep.
Saturday, May 10th. It's so a little over a month. It's going to be here before we know
it. Yeah, no doubt.
It's a month away. Hey, when we come back, more from Captain Matt Barlow, more from Pete Rick here on Let's Talk Hookup. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Hataguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island. Natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Hideaway Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We're a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your venture an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safari's family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website qcsafaris.com.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended minute service added to a 36 or 60 month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.